You dare to dream now. Getting close.
Oh, yeah. I think it was before tonight we dared to dream. Yeah, we finished second. So, no, really proud of the players. Obviously losing Pritter before the game was really difficult for him. Just a day off probably coming up. And playing against the Hawks at, you know, almost full strength, it was really proud of the players.
Are you confident Pritter and Masto will be available next time around, or are they going to be touch and go for the prelim?
Oh, no, they'll be fine. Yep. Yeah, we've got a lot of sore players, though, so we're going to need the break to recuperate.
You had seven guys playing the finals for the first time tonight. Can you talk about how proud you are of them and how they stood up in the head of the battle?
Yeah, well, it's a little bit of the unknown for us, and it's the journey we're on at the moment is, you know, enjoying the ride is you know, pretty much the theme we're in, and just really wanted to test ourselves against the best tonight and play away, and those guys stood up in, you know, what was a really big game for the club, and, you know, we're in a prelim now, so.
McGovern disappeared for 20 minutes, came back. I mean, what was the story there?
His shoulder's sore. He's got AC, and it's struggling to get it above his head, so he's going to enjoy the break.
Did you need the break to have a good crack at it, Simo?
We'll take it. Yeah, we haven't had the luxury like some other clubs to rest our players. We needed to win last week to finish second. It was probably more risk management if we had a rested players last week, but, you know, we'll take the rest this week.
So he had ice on his hammy. Was that just a precaution?
It's just tight all night, so he didn't do it. But first came back, so it was just tight. So I wish I could say I thought the game was iced at three-quarter time, but I wasn't feeling like that, and I think you guys would have sensed something as well. So we had to wait a little bit, and we finally made the call.
Is that why you held off so long with your sub as well? Because you didn't think the game was done, even at 50 points?
Yeah, probably, yep. Exactly right. Yeah. No need to change a winning formula just because you got a sub there. But we did try to make it a little bit earlier. We just couldn't get Scully off.
And the effort of Luke Shuey and some of your midfield in Matt's absence. Can you just talk about their effort?
Yeah, look, they really stood up. You know, the Hawthorn midfield's a really consistent, you know, well balanced team. So we had to be the same. And I thought, you know, even Rosa and Hutchings and Dom and Nick was okay tonight without being the difference, and then I thought our defenders really stood up as well.
You just looked more desperate tonight. What do you think was the reason for that?
Well, the boys are hungry. Yeah, the boys are hungry.
We see tonight how important it is to have Schofield and McGovern on the ground at the same time.
Oh, look, I think we've been dealing without two of them in the side, but they're in our best back six, so they work off each other really well. It's a new relationship. You know, Scully was a rebounding defender this time last year. So now he's put on, I don't know, 5 or 6 kilos over the summer. We wanted to develop him in a different role, and luckily for him, he was ready to go when we lost Easy and Brownie.
Give us a thought on your captain's game and possibly even his season as a first-time finals captain, even. He was outstanding.
It was good. Yeah, he played a really important role for the club. He's been good all year. From a leadership point of view, he's pretty composed. He doesn't go over the top. He doesn't speak too much. He's pretty much doing the same thing he did last year, but now he's carrying the title of a captain. So that's the pleasing thing. He's still playing good footy, and he hasn't changed who he is.
Was it him who brought the group together three-quarter time before they went to the coaches? Was it Shannon or senior coach? You didn't see that?
No idea.
No. Can't ask you that
question
then, come on.
What did they say? No, I didn't even know they did that. But I think our leadership group in general have really evolved, and our emerging leaders as well. It's been a pretty short journey, but they've grown so much with the absence of some of the players in the last finals campaign we had. You know, with Cox and Embley and Kerr and Glass and Waters and all these guys. They've really taken the next step in terms of their leadership.
Is that where Hearn's even more important then? As a first-year captain?
Oh, yeah, well, he's our captain, so we need him to lead from the front. And the best captains play well.
What were your thoughts at quarter time when Sam Mitchell taking control of the game around the stoppages?
There was a few discussions in the box about what we can do. Because I know last time he played quite well and had a lot of the ball. But we just backed ourselves in. We kept an eye on it. He had 5 touches in the first 2 or 3 minutes. So you got to look at his damage that he's doing, and I thought he did play well, but we resisted.
Just back on Gabba, you're going to have to manage him for the rest of the final series. Is it fair to say 1 week's not going to be enough?
We've been trying to manage Gabba all year. No, he'll be fine. He's not going to. He would have played this week if we had needed him. So he'll enjoy the rest though.
In a lot of people's eyes, you're the new flag favourites now. How do you think the guys will handle those expectations and all the hype growing around the club?
I've got no idea. To be honest, it wasn't in our planning. Our planning was to improve, and as the season's progressed, we've really evolved into a pretty competitive club that we haven't put a ceiling on it. So I've got to sit back and have a look at where we're at and how we're going to handle the next 2 weeks. And we're not really too worried about the external opinions at the moment, but we'll have to have a look at how we handle the next 2 weeks for sure.
Can you still play better?
Well, I think we'll evolve to a side that's probably a little bit more consistent. We've got a young list. I think on average we're 2 years younger than Hawthorn tonight. We've got a lot of guys going through first-time things. I'm first-time finals campaign, first finals win, so it's all new and exciting. So I'll be disappointed if we didn't learn more from going through this experience, and I'm sure our players are the same.
What was your message to the group immediately after the game?
I'll let them have their own time for a while. And nothing extraordinary. Just recover, enjoy what we've done, but there's still a little bit to go.
And you'd probably obviously like to do a lot the same. How do you mean, how are you going to handle the next 2 weeks? How do you mean you're going to have a look at that? Because you like to do a lot the same, obviously, to keep the progression going.
Tread like a bye, I suppose. Well, how we recover, and we haven't planned. You can't plan the two scenarios until, we didn't do that, so. We'll plan it tonight, how we recover and what we do over the weekend, what we do during the week, what we do over the break. And no doubt our guys, they're really sore. So it'll be about recovery.
And just touching back on Pritis, can you just take us through how that all unfolded during the week? And was he ever a chance to play tonight once he had the injury?
No, he was a chance. He just had a bit of a sore quad. And we gave him every chance to play. He heard it last week, so normally comes up with those little niggles, so he didn't come up this week. So
to have Pritis and Marston back for a prelim, can you talk about how big that is and what impact you expect them to have?
Yeah, I haven't thought about who our team, how it looks. I think we had a really consistent, even performance tonight, so I think we might fit him in that.
Margin aside, at three-quarter time, 50 points, you said you were still a bit nervous.
Yeah.
How pleased were you, though, as far as the plan being put into place?
Well, yeah, it was a plan, but it was more about playing our own way. Yeah, we didn't want to deviate, and we're not quite at the level where we really get into the opposition and try and break them apart. So we're still... There's a fair bit of belief in our group that what we're doing is working, so I didn't want to mess that up too much. So we didn't change too much during the week. We did a couple of things. Obviously, Hawthorn are very good at everything, so... we did a few things, but for the most part, it was just play our way.
Were you surprised when you looked up and saw the margin at three-quarter time?
No, I'm never surprised about what our players can do. No.
So, you looked a little bit emotional in the rooms after the match. How was it when you got in?
No, you guys beat that up a little bit. no different. Obviously proud. I'm really proud of the players and our coaches, but there is a fair bit of work to do still. So it wasn't emotional. It was just... enjoyed our players having success.
And you said last week you were going to go for a premiership wise. Now you're 1 win away from the GF. You play the next game at home. Anything else but making it is not good enough now?
No. I'm not planning. I'm not looking ahead too far. We enjoy tonight. We see how we recover. We'll play our best next in 2 weeks' time. See who we play. We'll do everything as normal as we can, and we'll see how we go.
Three players that have played grand finals in your team. Do you use those three players over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, Sherrod, Ellis and Butler. Yeah, I thought they were all really good tonight. We looked reasonably composed in the warm-up and how we handled the situation, the build-up throughout the week. So I haven't really thought about that, but I thought just going through tonight is going to hold us in good stead for the next game we play. It's not a first anymore, although it is a first prelim for a lot of players.